And so, my soul friends, I am moved to share with you today, referring to day 19, actually page 55 in our Attention Intention book. And I'm going to start with this personal story. Many years ago, I believe I only had my one daughter. So she's 37 now, and she was maybe 3 years old. And I got this phone call from someone that, a woman that I was in ministry with a few years prior to having my daughter. And I hadn't seen this woman in quite a while. It was a number of years. And so this phone call really was a surprise to me. And she said to me, "Maria, the reason I'm calling you is because I had a dream last night and I had to tell you about it." She said, "In my dream, I saw the sky and I saw these eyes looking through the clouds. I just saw these eyes." That's how she related to me. And she said, "And the eyes were looking down toward Earth. And I was wondering, what were these or who were these eyes looking at?" She said, "I just kept staring and then I kind of followed their glance and I looked down to Earth and I saw you. And I recognized what this meant, that God's eyes are upon you. And I just want you to know that God sees you." And I was so grateful, brought me to tears. And then we ended the conversation and I never heard from her or spoke to her again. And always since then, and I believe even prior to that, the idea that God sees me, that I am seen, and in that seeing, I am known, I am loved, I am embraced, accepted, all of the above and more. It was moving to me then. It is still moving to me now. And you've heard me reference at times the name of God, of which there are many in the Hebrew, but the name of God, Adonai El Roy, the God who sees. And so I share that with you as I also refer to the practice of simple regard. Like I said on page 55 in our Attention Intention. And the scripture from Psalm 17:8, "Keep me as the apple of your eye, and hide me in the shadow of your wings." And so I love, they're quoting Brother Lawrence, where he says, where they're referring to how Brother Lawrence would practice of the practice of simple regard, the noticing of God looking at me. So even as you listen to this, if you're able to close your eyes, great, but you might be listening to this at a time when you can't, that's okay too. You could even be driving. But practice noticing God looking at you. How can you do that? It really comes with using the imagination and these beautiful minds that we've been given. So what better way to use your mind than to envision and invoke this vision of God looking at you. How do you image that? Do you see him as the face of Jesus? How do you image? And allow yourself to turn and look in the face of God, look in the eyes of God, because those eyes are seeing you first. You know how if you might be somewhere and you happen to turn around and look at somebody, but it's really because they were looking at you first and you kind of felt those eyes upon you and it caused you to glance over? Well, these eyes of love, of simple regard, as Brother Lawrence would say, just that are always looking, watching. And then it says in the book, although my attention may wander, I can be assured that God's attention does not. God's attention never wanders from his children. It's just the presence of God that is always, always for you. God does not waver. God does not condemn. And nor does God dislike us. Nor is God thrown off by our wavering. I love how Father Thomas then relates it as God is present to everything like the eye of a camera that sees everything just as it is. And yet we, in our turn, may not be present to God, but like the subjects of a casual photograph, we may not perceive that someone sees a marvelous value and beauty in us and is taking our picture. Have you ever seen a picture of yourself where you immediately didn't judge yourself? I'm going to invite you to do that, to look maybe at a few old photographs and just see. Maybe there is a special photograph that somebody caught of you. Maybe it was it's quite spontaneous, or maybe there is one posed. And I'm just going to invite you to see something that you like in it that took you by surprise, that maybe you said, oh, wow, I do have a great smile, or I look so happy in that photograph. I'm going to invite you to do that, maybe take notice and put that photograph aside. I remember looking at photographs of myself when I was younger, and I was astounded at what the camera captured. I was like, wow, I don't think I've ever seen that in myself. You see, God sees so much more in you than you see. And so it's important to trust. It's important to trust God's seeing, God's knowing. And so I'm going to invite you to do this one exercise, and that is stand before a mirror and look deep into your eyes and just stand there and stare into your eyes. Let the judgments fall. Let the judgment, that's the best way to say it, the the criticism, the critiques, let all of that fall away. Keep staring in your eyes until it does. And see that glimmer shining back at you. The glimmer of hope, the light of Christ, the presence of love. See it in your own eyes. And you will begin to start to sense that which God sees. And so the practice, be attentive to the presence that is aware of you, watching you like a loving grandparent, ready to catch your fall, admiring your work, waiting breathlessly for even a slight glance. Waiting breathlessly for even a slight glance. Let it be so. Let it be now that you sink into the truth that you are seen, you are loved, you are accepted beyond imagination. Amen.